We've done well. We can do better. We want to do better. And, you know, they've staked a claim to get more points on the board than what we've actually got, in a strange kind of way. But we're in pretty good shape. You know, 4 points off the playoff zone, still looking upwards, still looking at it, and still looking to get more on the table. So the group is attempting to show that it has the capabilities to do better.
You mentioned 4 points from the playoffs. Do you think the second half of the season you can get some momentum going, you can actually have a crack at the top six this year?
Well, the challenge is to go better than what we are at the moment, and that's all you can do, you know, and that's what I spoke to the players about. Be open-minded to what can come, and at the minute, we're having to work hard to earn everything. And I've said to them, that's the way football can be, you know. No one gives you points, you can't control decisions made by the officials. You have to earn everything that you get, and we are having to do that. But that builds for a really good mentality, I think.
Will Saturday be a good yardstick for your side?
I don't know, because you can look at it many ways. You know, they've had a real flyer, and then they've had a, you know, slightly indifferent run. Not a bad run by any means, but they had a lot of draws and a couple of losses. Then they've popped up with a win. For sure, they have some firepower, obviously, with Glenn Murray, who's scoring goals. And the two wide players have been very productive for them. A little bit of talk, or a lot of talk about one of them with Zaha, but I think Balassi's done well, and there's talk about him as well. So, you know, they've got their share of challenges outside of the field of play, if you like, but they've shown that they can get points on the table. So, by all, you know, no two ways about it. It'll certainly be another stiff challenge for us. But I think they all are, in all different ways. You know, the bottom are fighting to be out there, the top are fighting to be at the top, and we're fighting to do better. So, you know, everyone's got their different challenges.
Is there a danger that perhaps you can put too much emphasis on Zaha? I mean, obviously an unbelievable talent, but is that sometimes to the detriment of the team when you kind of focus your attention on one player?
Well, we won't be doing. I know exactly what you mean, but that's not for us. I mean, we make the players aware of the opposition, but I make it quite clear, you know, the way that I work with the players is you don't fear anything or anyone. That doesn't mean that the opposition can't play well, of course, but it means you go in there clear-minded of what we're about, and we're aware of what the opposition will offer. The players will be aware of that. We'll present to them what they think they offer, but inevitably it comes down to what we do, and that's always the main focus, is on what we do.
You've got through this busy period, haven't you? Christmas, New Year, FA Cups, injuries. Into January now, is there a sense you can kick on a little bit?
I think that's certainly what the intention is. You can't guarantee it, but we're working hard on the training pitch to go as far as we can to guarantee it. You know, go as far as we can to ensure performances stay good. And obviously, I believe that when performances are good, over a long period, then points come with it. And, you know, that's a base for us to work on. Performance has been pretty good since I've been here, and we're always searching for more. We're always hungry for more, and we're always working for more. So that will continue on a weekly basis until the end of the season, and we'll see what's what.